Let's right. move on to oil.
Oil.
Big fun. So Congress, it's like everyone wants to use the verb grills. Every newscast I've seen about this issue, every news story I've read, and maybe it's just because they were all from the AP, mm-hmm. was Congress grills oil execs on high prices.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're grilling them.
Yeah. Top executives of the five biggest U.S. oil companies were pressed Tuesday to explain the soaring fuel prices amid huge industry profits and why they weren't investing more to develop renewable energy sources such as wind and solar.
Right.
The executives, peppered with questions from skeptical lawmakers, said they understood that high energy costs are hurting consumers, but deflected blame, arguing that their profits, $123 billion last year, were in line with other industries.
Mm-hmm.
On April Fool's Day, the biggest joke of all is being played on the American families by big oil Representative Edward Markey of Massachusetts, of course. Guess what he is?
Democrat.
Oh, good call.
They always got to have some fancy quote to make themselves sound important.
It's like Keith Olbermann. He always uses those big words, uh-huh, which if anybody actually looked them up, probably doesn't make sense in
right.
the sentence.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So that's what he said. So
mm-hmm.
this is the thing here. And this goes back to global warming,
mm-hmm.
and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which was the economy.
Yeah.
We, for some reason, not just necessarily Democrats, politicians in general, have to find somebody to blame right away for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And for oil, it's always big oil.
Mm-hmm.
Big evil corporations, they don't do anything good,
right,
they're wasting
right.
all of our time and money. Guess what? 99% of ExxonMobil is owned by shareholders and citizens.
Yep.
So when they're making $40 billion... guess where that's going?
It's going to the people.
Into the
pockets.
That
own the company.
Into the pockets of the people.
The other thing is, with Congress questioning them about their profits, you know, let me just highlight to you, ExxonMobil, you know, these huge companies, they are companies. When you open up a business, the point is to make money. It's not like there's so much money you can make that everybody's like, whoa, now you're doing a bad thing. They're not monopolies.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot, very heated competition out there. You can choose where you want to go. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's kind of, you know, having to go and fill up $3.35 a gallon. It's a little upsetting, but it's not like, you know, they're buying the gas for 12 cents and selling it for $3.35.
Well,
so
the oil companies don't set the prices. They have to set the prices they sell it for based upon what they buy it for. And it's
right.
$100 a barrel right now.
Yeah.
You know, let me do a quick search here. Oh, okay. Yeah, this isn't Red China,
mm-hmm.
so I'm pretty sure that making money's good, and $40 billion. We should be so happy they're making money. Why?
Mm-hmm.
What have we come to in this country that mm-hmm. we're grilling owners of companies
right.
over their profits? We should be happy.
It is ridiculous. You know, that's the American, you know, for a lot of people, at least the American dream, the pursuit of the almighty dollar, capitalism, make money. Don't make too much money. That makes me mad.
Okay. There's a sky on here. Everybody's got to make the same amount of money.
Uh-huh.
But, also, we label these guys as big evil corporations. I actually looked it up. The three of the five
mm-hmm.
Oil companies, I don't remember which ones, I have it written down somewhere, are in the top 20 in charitable donations
mm-hmm.
of companies in the country.
Right.
I mean, these aren't evil people. They're
right.
giving money away and giving it to charity.
These are not like, you know, sweatshop, dig me up my, you know, mine me my oil or suck it up out of the ground. I mean, like you just mentioned, these are, and just like most other companies that will give something to charity, they just give a lot more.
Yeah.
So we're grilling them for it.
I know.
Logical.
It doesn't make sense. If you want prices down, mm-hmm. how about we grill the people who are trading and selling the oil and setting the prices instead of the people who just happen to funnel into the country?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you really want the way to fix prices, Alaska.
Yep.
Up in Alaska.
Caribou.
Up coastal lines.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much oil we could drill here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these hippies who want to protect the nature, which we're not even going to affect. I think 1% is the number
mm-hmm.
that it would actually displace or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
well, you know, I think it just goes to show that Congress has no idea what they're talking about when it comes to oil, when it comes to that branch of the economy. For instance, you know, several months ago, Congress passed the bill saying, I think it was by 2015,
mm-hmm.
all cars, new cars, have to get 35 miles per gallon or better. I tell you what, you know, Harry Reid, whoever the, you know, senator or representative is, why don't you design a truck capable of hauling just like any other truck and get 35 miles to the gallon? I mean, it's not easy. Find me the cure for cancer.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's not that easy. You can't just do it. If you could do it, people would have already done
it. Did you see the Maryland proposal? We talked about this episode 86.
I don't believe so.
Let's see here. What was it? The bill before lawmakers, this was in Maryland a couple weeks ago, would require Maryland to slash emissions of carbon-based greenhouse gases 25% by 2020 and 90% by 2050. And that's like, okay, you know, if you're going to set, fine, set these goals, whatever. The government shouldn't mandate it, whatever. We can get into that later. But if you're going to honestly set these goals, let's have a little dialogue. Yeah. You know, the Democrats are so big on diplomacy with foreign countries. Yeah. How about we have diplomacy with the companies that actually are going to do this? And let's say, hey, is this even possible?
Yeah.
Because I don't know much about cars, but 90% in 90%, 50 years, in less than 50 years.
What are you going to do, put 12 catalytic converters on a car?
I mean, I don't get that. And
for that to happen, you know, 90% of the population has to stop driving.
That's the easiest way.
I don't see that happening.
And of course, the Democratic presidential candidates picked this up. They're crisscrossing Pennsylvania, dropping into gas stations and truck stops to convince voters they've got the best plan to tackle gas prices and tackle big oil profits. So says the article.
Yeah.
Which they can't do. What are they going to do? Yeah, I'm going to take your money.
Right. Can't do that. Can't do that.
Clinton likened herself to Sylvester Stallone's Rocky Balboa. But she said the fight ahead isn't just against her opponent, Barack Obama, but also against the country's oil crises. Their big thing is they want to take away the tax breaks that these companies get.
Right.
Which is just going to set a standard of taking tax breaks away from small businesses and other companies, which is going to lead to more outsourcing and more companies leaving the country, plain and simple.
Yeah.
What it's also going to do, and we also have to remember, is like I said, 99% of this company, or at least Exxon, is owned by regular people, shareholders, 2 million of them. So when you give tax breaks to them, you're in essence giving a tax break to the American people.
Yeah.
You're not just giving it to some oil executive in a leather chair.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not like, you know, what was 186 billion or something? Yeah. 129? I can't remember the number.
$123.
$123 billion is not just sitting in gold bars in a safe behind some fat cat's, you know, like you said, big leather chair.
It's probably being spent right now, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it's going. It's just like any other bit of money would. It's circulating into the economy.